KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball action last night, just a few regular season games. It was Harlan over Thomas Jefferson 13-3. Also Denison edging Storm Lake 3-2. After a night off, boys district baseball continues tonight around the region with Class 1A district semifinals. 7 o'clock tonight are the start times in all these ball games as Logan Magnolia visits AHST. Coon Rapids Bayard will be at home to Arweva. Lennox will host Murray. Orient Maxburg is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Nishnabotna plays Stanton tonight at Sydney, while Fremont Mills will play at Underwood. Those winners all moving on. All Major League ballparks are dark as the four-day All-Star break continues. Action is scheduled to resume Friday night with a full slate of 15 games. The American League's 3-0 win over the National League as the New York Mets' Citi Field was hosting Tuesday night generated a slight uptick in the television rankings. The Fox telecast earned a 6.9 rating and a 12 share. That's up from a record low of 6.8 and 12 in 2012. The game got a boost from its trip to the big market of New York as the 11.3 rating there was up 16% from a year ago when the Kansas City area was hosting. There was also a spike in viewers when Yankees closer Mariano Rivera made his final All-Star appearance, with the rating peaking at 7.6 and 13 around that time. Yadier Molina is an MVP candidate. Adam Wainwright is back in ace form, and Carlos Beltran is playing like a kid. And that's only half of the six-player All-Star contingent that led the St. Louis Cardinals to the best record in the majors at the break. The Cardinals have done enough things right, leaning on rookies and resiliency, to compensate for some serious personnel blows. They're 21 games above 500, entering a six-game homestand Friday that starts against the Padres. Getting there hasn't been a smooth ride for second-year manager Mike Matheny and general manager John Mozeliak. They've had to fill two rotation spots on the fly, find a replacement closer, and endure dry patches from the National League's best offense. Well, Alex Rodriguez is going to join the AAA squad Friday for the Yankees. That's likely A-Rod's final stop in his rehabilitation from left hip surgery before he returns to the Yankees as early as Monday. Rodriguez is 5-for-28 with 6 strikeouts in his rehab that began July 2nd with Class A Charleston. He hit his first homer Monday for Double A Trenton. A-Rod's 20-day rehab limit ends Sunday, and he told a New York radio station Wednesday that he expects to be in the Yankees lineup Monday at Texas. He hasn't played since last October when he had an awful postseason. He had surgery in January. Well, for the first time since 1996, the Cuban national baseball team is in the U.S. to take on a team of college all-stars in a series that begins tonight in Principal Park in Des Moines. TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel is the manager of Team USA, and with a roster that includes 16 players aged 25 or older, he says the Cuban national team will have a big edge in terms of experience.
You know, we've challenged our guys to not be a team of all-stars, but an all-star team, which is easier said than done in a short amount of time that we've been together. But we have a talented team. We know we're younger than they are. But I think we're certainly going to play as aggressively and do everything we can to try and win the series. And I think the style of baseball, from what I know of watching Cuba play over the years, is going to be very similar to the United States. When we were in Japan, it's very different. And so that we had to adjust the travel, but also the style of play. And I think this will be a little bit more comfortable for us.
After tonight, the series will move on to Omaha for games 2 and 3, Friday and Saturday. Well, a month after winning the U.S. Open, Justin Rose is looking to accomplish something this week that only a handful of greats have done. That's win the U.S. and British Opens in the same year. Only 6 golfers have accomplished this in the century-plus history of major championship golf, and the roster of that exclusive club includes Bobby Jones. He did it twice. Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, and Tiger Woods. The British Open that starts today is being held at Muirfield, the Scottish Links course that is hosting its 16th Open Championship. Woods is trying for his 15th major title, but first in 5 years. He trails Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors by 4. Rose's win at the U.S. Open was the first by an Englishman at the tournament since Tony Jacklin in 1970. Another player to watch is Ernie Els, the defending British Open champ. There are no tricks at Muirfield. There are hardly any blind shots. Most of the bunkers are in plain view from the tee. That's one of the reasons that Muirfield is a favorite of so many players, who use words like fair and honest test, which aren't always heard on other links courses. Luke Donald said of all the British Open venues, Muirfield is probably one of the least quirky ones. A rare bout of dry weather has invaded Scotland this year, causing Muirfield to play fast and firm. And it's played well so far today for Zach Johnson, the Iowan who was in the mix last week at the John Deere Classic, leads the field right now. He's through 16 holes at 5 under par so far in his first round today. That's a one-stroke lead over Rafael Cabrera-Bello, who's in the clubhouse at 4 under for his round, and Marco Mira, who's at 4 under par. He's just through 8 holes so far today. Four other golfers are at 3 under par early on, including Miguel Angel Jimenez, Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, and Phil Mickelson. Also, Todd Hamilton, Angel Cabrera, Stephen Tiley, Matthew Fitzpatrick, an amateur, they're all at 2 under par so far on their rounds for today. Action continues throughout the day as many of the golfers are on the course. There are still several groups that haven't gotten off the tee yet here to start their rounds today. We mentioned Justin Rose, the U.S. Open champ. He has played his first round at 4 over par. He's finished for today, but he's in pretty good company. Tom Watson and Fred Couples both are 4 under par after finishing their rounds today as well. Well, the Iowa State football semifinals and title games will remain at the Unidome in Cedar Falls through 2017. The Iowa High School Athletic Association and the University of Northern Iowa jointly announced yesterday that they've agreed to a 5-year extension of their current deal. The state championship games have been hosted by the Unidome since 1976. The semifinals have been held in Cedar Falls since 1998. This year's title games will be on Thursday, November 21st and Friday, November 22nd. Well, the Big Ten and the Detroit Lions have announced a 6-year agreement to play a bowl game at Ford Field. That's according to a person familiar with the situation. That new bowl will start in 2014. It's not been named or sponsored. The person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the new Detroit postseason game is expected to be a matchup of Big Ten and ACC teams. They spoke anonymously because a formal announcement hasn't been made. That new game could spell the end for the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, which has been played in Detroit and matched the Big Ten and the Mid-American Conference. Well, you'll want to hang on to those NCAA Football 2014 video games, all you fans, because it might be a collector's edition. The NCAA says it will no longer allow Electronic Arts Incorporated to use its logo and name in video games. The NCAA says that NCAA Football 2014 will be the last edition of the popular game. That move comes as the NCAA fights a lawsuit that demands the NCAA find a way to cut players in on the billions of dollars earned from live broadcasts, memorabilia sales, video games, and other areas. Well, the Detroit Lions have released running back Javid Best after concussion problems prevented the former first-round draft pick from playing at all in 2012. Best hasn't played since October of 2011, and his return was looking increasingly unlikely. Best agreed to a 5-year deal with the Lions after they drafted him in 2010, but he's played in only 22 games. Best accounted for 1,000-plus yards and 6 touchdowns as a rookie, but he was limited to 6 games during the 2011 season after what he said was the third concussion of his football career. Tampa Bay kicker Connor Barth will miss the upcoming season with a torn Achilles tendon. The team has signed 2-time Super Bowl winner Lawrence Tynes to replace him. Barth was injured last week in his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina, and underwent surgery on Monday. Tynes is a 9th-year pro who spent the past 6 seasons with the New York Giants, helping them win NFL titles in 2007 and 2011. Well, Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein isn't going anywhere soon. Athletic director Dave Brandon has told the Associated Press that Beilein has signed a 3-year extension that keeps him with the Wolverines through the 2018-19 season. Michigan hired Beilein in March of 2007, a week after he led West Virginia to the NIT championship. Last year, the Wolverines tied a school record with 31 wins and lost in the NCAA championship game to Louisville. Shooting guard Malik Smith will be able to play for Minnesota this season after coming from Florida International with coach Richard Pitino. The university announced Wednesday that the NCAA approved a transfer waiver for the 6'2" Smith, who will be a senior with the Gophers. Hall of Fame Stanford women's basketball coach Tara Vanderveer has received a new contract. The coach, who had 2 years remaining on her previous contract, says she signed a new deal but didn't offer specifics. The Cardinal missed reaching a 6th straight Final Four in Vanderveer's 27th season at Stanford. And Rick George, an executive with the Texas Rangers, is returning to the University of Colorado as their new athletic director. The 53-year-old George served as the Buffalo's assistant athletic director for football operations from 1987 to 91 during Hall of Fame coach Bill McCartney's tenure. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.